Welcome to the E-commerce Made Simple podcast. I'm your host, Jérôme Beguigny. And today is a great day because I'm welcoming two of our customers of a brand we really love. It's a small company based in Switzerland doing baby carrier products. So why we love them is first because it's a couple with their family and they've invented the product and they're really adorable people. Second is because the category is baby products is really a very interesting category. And the third thing is because they're really into sharing their, we've been working on a lot of things with them. And today specifically, we'll be talking about live streaming, which is a new feature on Amazon.
I just have a question, Jérôme. Who are we actually talking to and where are they from?
So it's Cecilia and Alessandro, which are from the brand Miamili. So they are based in the south of Switzerland, actually in a very nice place. It's really on the border to Italy. So I went there. You take a small train inside the mountains. It's just a marvelous place to go to. And they've sort of invented this complete range of baby holders and baby seats, which baby carriers. And they've invented a completely new product recently, which is the first inflatable baby carrier, which is a bit like a K-way, which you can put all in a small bag. But that's not really the topic of today. The topic of today is about Amazon Live. So what is Amazon Live? Is a bit like, you know, your TikTok of e-commerce, right? It's like people filming themselves. And now it's live only in the US. It's coming slowly to Europe. And basically, you're making it live when you're presenting your products to your audience and your customers. And there is a specific page on Amazon called Amazon Live. And it's very interesting to see. They will explain how they did it, how they prepared, what kind of technology they used. And it's very important because the video will be the future of brands. Like, it's a future in terms of advertising. It's a future in for many things.
This is what you said at the beginning of the year, Jérôme, that 2022 is going to be the year of cross-pollination between social media and shopping platforms. So it better be, otherwise there'll be trouble. Me and
Exactly. So you've been listening. I'm proud of you and remembering. So everyone have a great show. And I hope this will help you brands to prepare for this next step, which is getting on your cameras and filming yourselves with your products to enjoy your audience and your customers. Enjoy the show.
So welcome, everyone. This is the last episode of this season, so 2020-2021. And after those webinars will go on holiday for 2 months and start again in September. And we wanted to have a special webinar, which was a bit special for the last one of this season. And we thought it would be really interesting to invite one of our customers with whom we've been working about one very hot topic, which is Amazon Live, which is working in the US for now, but we're hoping that it will come to Europe very soon. And we think there's a lot of learnings about, okay, why would you do that? How does it work? And what are the challenges? We had challenges about connecting today. So, and that's all about, okay, how do you do a live? What does it take and what's the success? And idea is we'll have a first session today about, okay, why would you do that? How did it go? And we'll have another session in 6 months to look about the results, because it's too early. You need more time to see about, okay, what was the results on the sales. So that for us is super exciting because we believe this is a major trend in the industry. So we always start, if you know our webinars, we always start with a fun fact about our guests. And today we have multiple guests because we have Riley from the e-commerce team, which is taking care of Miamili. And we have the Miamili team. So I think we should start with our guests, the Miamili team. Okay, we need a fun fact, a funny fun fact about yourselves. So you start.
Hi, everyone. We are Cecilia and Alessandro. We are the founders of Miamili. And before we talk about a little story about us, Alessandro can start with a fun fact of you start first.
She always likes to put me in a spot. So do you want a fun fact regarding, say, the company or regarding personal life?
What was your choice? the funniest fun fact.
I will go with something personal, that it's the funniest one, let's say. I have participated in the competition of the World Championship of Skydiving. We were 650 skydivers in Thailand with multiple military airplane that flew over, and we had to form a lotus flower, all together, attached for over 40 seconds. And this was my first jump. This is the story. And basically, I went with my friends. They are all professional, and while they were jumping just for practice, they asked me, "Do you want to jump with us?" And I immediately say yes. I don't even know why. And when I was stuck in a plane with another 100 people, and they couldn't leave the plane that only by parachute, I realized that it was a wrong choice because I had no clue what I was doing. But luckily, I was clearly in tandem with another person. And in the end, it has been a good experience. Good experience. The good experience is think always twice before talk. So this is the
go outside your comfort zone. Go outside your comfort zone.
I think it will, like, probably doing a live session is a lot about jumping in the unknown.
Exactly.
Right? So I like the image about that. Cecilia, do you have a fun fact for yourself, or that is that the group fun fact?
I have a fun fact about myself. So when you asked me to think of something, I was thinking, so as entrepreneurs, we wear many, many different hats. And I was thinking, what is a role that I played that was quite funny? So before me and Amelia, I was living in LA, and I was actually running a newspaper called Entertainment Today. How I got to that role I is a long story, but basically we inherited this newspaper, and we had to kind of revamp it. And it was me and my director friend, because I used to work in Hollywood. It was a team of crew, production crew, that took over this newspaper. We had no clue what to do, how a newspaper functioned. We had to learn from scratch. And one of my favorite things in newspaper was reading astrology. And I was really determined to like have an astrology section in our newspaper. We had fired everyone, like let go everyone, because we wanted a new team. And I couldn't find an astrologist to write for us. And we didn't have money to pay. So nobody wanted to come to write for free. So I became our astrologist. And it was a weekly newspaper. We would write our own horoscope for the newspaper. And I just pulled up one of the horoscopes that I used to write. It was me and my friend. We gave ourselves a nickname. So an example of a horoscope that we would publish in our newspaper was, okay, so we know you haven't had a date in 6 months, reality check. Unibrows are so 1973. Do yourself a favor and go buy some tweezers. So we were like, write all these funny, funny horoscopes just to, very exaggerated horoscope. But we would get people, you know, like people writing saying, oh my God, that was, your horoscope was so accurate. And like, and
it was so me.
Little thing, it was just me and my friend like writing, you know, funny bits. And we were publishing it in the newspaper.
That's one of the funniest, and I will never see another horoscope anytime. I will see them differently now. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So
I think there's two, like, it's two elements which are really interesting, is like jumping into the unknown and figuring out where you can't find out, you need to find out yourself. And I think that's two things about probably the life and entrepreneurial life. And that's super learnings. And I think we'll jump into, so Riley, we'll get your fun fact another time, just
no worries.
Time, and we'll go into, yeah, I know you, but don't worry, we'll get there.
I can't follow those two fun facts, you know, it'd be a tough act to follow.
Yeah, the bar is raised very high. So, but maybe let's jump into Mia Mili. Who is Mia Mili? And what's a bit the short story? And then we'll get into Amazon Live.
So Mia Mili is, we are a baby carrier brand. We started it when we became first time parents. I pinched a nerve while carrying our newborn daughter. She was 4 months old and I had so much pain in my back and I couldn't hold her anymore. And I was really desperate to find a carrier that had support for my back. So I went out and bought all these different type of carriers. I tried all different styles of carriers. And I was shocked that all of them actually made my back pain worse. And that kind of lit a light bulb. And it was like, how come baby carriers, surely they're designed for babies, of course, but none of them are designed for the comfort of the parent. And, you know, parents need a lot of help in this new phase of their life. And that inspired us to create a hip seat baby carrier that was focused on the comfort of the parent, ergonomics for the parent. And of course it's very ergonomic for the baby, but we really are focusing on offering this value for parents to kind of help them, you know, carry this new responsibility, but in a painless, effortless way. So that's how we started. We started almost 5 years ago. And we went on Kickstarter. That's how we started. So we're truly a crowdfunded company, because when we went on Kickstarter, we had literally a few prototypes. We filmed, because my background was in Hollywood production. I got all my friends together. We filmed a 2-minute video. And
I'm an actor, by the way. So that's why we combined the two skills.
Yeah. And within we were trying to raise $25,000 for our first production run, and within a week we raised $25,000. That was such a relief, and the campaign was 30 days, and we ended up raising $72,000 and selling almost 700 carriers, and that was just a huge affirmation that there is this need in the market, and that really launched our brand.
So the funny story is that Kickstarter, the big thing is having a compelling video, right, on Kickstarter or on any fundraising platform. So actually your story was very much linked to, so that was probably your first like experience of live, at least in that e-commerce sphere, right? So it all started with that. So you already saw the benefit on a crowdfunding platform, correct?
Yeah, we were refreshing the campaign like every minute, and then we were seeing the numbers grow, and it was like the most exciting moment and most terrifying moment, because at the beginning you're so excited, and then you reach like this amount of like, how are we gonna ship out 600 carriers, 700 carriers in a month? Because we didn't have experience. We told everybody they were gonna get the carrier in a month or not 2 months.
And especially there were, if I'm not wrong, 33 countries.
Ordered the carrier. So it was a huge learning curve. We spent a lot of money on shipping, and we had to create packaging. It definitely not only kickstarted like the brand, it kickstarted the whole operations. We just had to figure everything out quickly. Just being an entrepreneur, you just find solutions. We were just finding a solution. It wasn't like planning, let's do it this perfectly, let's do this. It was like, let's find a way that works, and let's just go for it.
Awesome. So thanks a lot for that. And I think that gives you already some tips about, live and videos, and it's about being entrepreneurial, daring, going out there, going outside the comfort zone. And I think that's already very important points. But let's now jump into the more Amazon and Amazon Live section and onto the flow. So I brought Riley here, who's taking care of your account on Amazon. And as an Amazon expert, it will be interesting to also see with onto you, Riley, onto, What is Amazon Live? Can you explain a bit what is Amazon Live? What are the benefits? As a first question.
Yeah, sure. So Amazon Live is a streaming service that is exclusively on Amazon. So it's a lot about like live shopping, which is one of the big benefits, right? Because you're able to show your product, but in a very like authentic way, where you can demo everything, you can talk about the benefits, but you also get to share about your brand, talk about your brand story, and add that like bit of a personal element and authentic element to your marketing. So that's what, yeah, very quickly said, Amazon Live is, and the benefits are numerous. Like I said, you get to really show the product live, you get to show it in action, but you also get to talk about your brand.
And who can, so is there like, who can do Amazon Live? Is it only the brands? Is it a bit like branded advertising? Is it only for brand owners or is it open?
So there's two different types of people who can stream on Amazon. The first is brands. So that's going to be vendors and sellers who are registered with brand registry on Amazon. But then you also have influencers. So obviously today we're focusing more on brands and how brands can use Amazon Live. But there's also a big push, especially by Amazon, to get influencers to come onto Amazon Live and start creating content with a live shopping kind of angle to it.
Okay.
So, but it's,
yeah,
no, it's to set it up, it's super easy. So if you're a brand that's brand registered, you don't have to go through any like application or anything like that. You simply download the app, the Amazon Creator app is what it's called. And you're able to automatically start streaming whenever you want. You don't have to schedule it with anyone. There's no approval process. It's just, okay, you want to start streaming, download the app, and you're free to go.
And it, for me, from far away, it seems to me that this Amazon Live is a bit like the Wild Wild West. Like it's going in every direction. There's a lot of content, which sometimes, I'm okay, curious about. Is that, how what's your feeling about it?
So we don't know exactly. My feeling about it is like, okay, so there are different levels when you start streaming on Amazon Live. There's like the first level, which is called Rising Star. That's where everyone is starting. So you download the app and you're automatically a Rising Star. And then once you've streamed a certain amount of minutes, 90 minutes, and you have your content kind of approved by the Amazon Live team, then you move to Insider. So then with Insider, you have more possibility for placements on the Amazon Live homepage. And then the final one is A-List. And this is like, you have to have quite a few followers. And once you become an A-List, then you have more support from the Amazon Live team. So I think at that point, when you become like an A-Lister, that's when they start kind of moderating the content a bit more. Amazon also has its own channels where they are producing the content themselves. So there are like different, there's really like kind of amateur people who are on there who are just like starting to stream. And then there's people who are a bit more experienced. And so you have those different levels, which changes the way that you're interacting with Amazon Live. But that's kind of the cool thing about Amazon Live right now is that even though you do have, you know, the different levels, even as an amateur, let's say, or a smaller brand, you're still able to stream and to have visibility on Amazon Live.
That's amazing. So I didn't know about the tiers. So that's super interesting. And do you have any metrics afterwards, a bit like advertising? Would you know like how many people watched it? If there's any conversion?
Totally. So yeah, everything is on the app. So even though the app is connected to Seller Central, you're not going to have any of the reports on Seller Central. You always are doing it through the app, which by the way, is only compatible with iPhones. So you have to have an iPhone and the app to be able to start streaming. But you have everything on that app. You have the like account overview. So you're going to have the sales that are connected with the live stream. You have the views of your live streams, the followers that you've gained from the live stream. And you can also go into each live stream and get the more granulated information for each of the live streams as well.
That's amazing. And so it's very funny because for brands, typically if you talk to, I'm thinking about the larger brands, for example, if they have marketeers and so on, they will want to have reports, right? And to put CSV files and put them in their dashboard. That's not working yet, right?
No. So I think like right now they're really trying, in my opinion, to replicate something like Instagram where it's like app only. But of course, like the more that people are coming to Amazon Live, I think they're going to have to create some type of reports that are going to be downloadable, because, you know, right now it's okay. But obviously, if you have a lot of sales and you have a lot of live streams, you need to have things in a way that's more consumable than just looking at the app. So I think in the future, they will roll something out, but at the moment, it's just on the app.
Amazing. And my last question to you before jumping back to me and Millie team is like, in your eyes, why did it make sense for me and Millie to jump into Amazon Live? And what was your, as a like Amazon expert or strategist, is like, why it's a good idea to do that? Or it was a good idea for me and Millie?
That's a good question. So there's kind of two answers. First of all, it's because Amazon Live, I think, is you see that with Amazon, especially in the US right now, they're like rolling out so many different social marketing, like mid-level funnel consideration marketing tools. So you have posts that they're starting to use, you have customer engagement, you have Amazon Live, you of course have the brand store. So you have all of these different tools. And I think like Amazon is going more and more in this kind of social direction where they're trying to kind of recreate social media elements on Amazon. And so I think that's one of the reasons why I really thought it was a good idea for me and Millie to start, because I see that this is the way that Amazon is going. And there are a lot of benefits to kind of getting in early. And of course, there's the shopping aspect that like all of these like social media tools like posts, which are like basically Instagram posts on Amazon, Amazon Live, they of course have the social aspect, but they're also directly tied to the product. So you're always linking your products to the post or to the Amazon Live. And that's pretty powerful, and it's free. So, and then the final reason is of course, because like Cecilia and Alessandro already are doing a lot on social media. They're very charismatic people and they're very good on the camera. So I was like, okay, we have these founders who, you know, have an amazing brand story, who I think it's really impactful for the end consumer to see them, to know them, and to like have this kind of connection with them. So why don't we start on Amazon Live too?
And I think that's a great thanks, Riley. And
yeah,
already, and I can say as a consumer, it's like, and I had babies, not me, but my in the family, and I had to have them. And you understand, you know, pain in the back, you get it. And like your story, Cecilia, is like, oh yeah, I understand. Yeah, you get that pain in the back and say, oh yeah, you know, I had to solve something for myself. That so having a story already, I'm engaged with that, saying, okay, oh, I totally get what you're talking about. And that's probably the first thing about a brand in general. And we're talking on our webinars often about, okay, how to build a brand, how to do advertising to build a brand. But at the core is you need a story or something which is compelling and people will be engaged. So I think that there's a good mix. So now Exactly. Let's turn into to me, Emily, thanks, Riley. And we'll look at three things before the live, during the live, and a bit after the live. And maybe the first question is really taking a step back also before the live. Alessandra and Cecilia, what was your thinking? Did you have the same thinking as Riley about, okay, we need to do it because that's, you know, that's, we believe it's the right thing? What was your like thinking to get step into that?
We follow Riley of anything Amazon related. We truly will trust her ideas. So she said, do Amazon Live. I'm like, okay, let's do it. We can do it. So,
no, we understood the process. So she clearly, this is something new that Amazon has launched recently, and it's good to be one of among the first and ride the waves. So we were very excited to begin to participate to the Amazon Live. So it was let's say an easy choice for us.
Very good. And so in terms of what was your preparation? So you downloaded the app, like in terms of practical things, you downloaded the app. Did you have multiple phones? Did you have the lighting? So you bought some lighting on Amazon probably. What was sort of the preparation steps?
Yeah, it's a big learning experience. So I downloaded the app. Alessandro was like, I was meant to be the speaker. Alessandro was going to manage, you know, the camera and the lighting and just kind of be like on the side supporting whatever I needed.
I got fired after 2 Amazon Live. This is why now I'm in front of the camera.
No, you got promoted.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I have been fired. And then I have put back in front of the camera. Yeah, this is the difference.
So, Zach, I prepped a lot. You know, I definitely like wanted to feel prepared. So I wrote a script. I wrote very detailed outline. I was stressing like the whole, like after, like, you know, I was stressing, okay, I gotta say this. Like, I know how to explain the product, you know, it's so natural to me. But I wanted to do well, like, you know, first time doing a live. So I taped up like 20 pieces of paper on my wardrobe, because I did it in my office, but there was a wardrobe. And I did all these questions, this outline, like, was a completely filled the wall. And in the end, I didn't read once.
Yeah.
I didn't follow
too many information. So
I didn't follow the outline. I didn't say all the things I wanted to say. You know, everything was just ad lib. So I think my advice to everybody is don't overplan a live, because the whole point of a live is to be on the fly and be like on the go, transparent. If it's too prepped, people might just see through it. Like, you know, they want to see who you are and, you know, what you want to do. Like, they want to get that connection. And a funny story, so we the first live, we told like our friends and family to like log in and to sign in to watch, and we were so ready. I think I had like a good amount, like big group of people, like 50 people,
more men
to come up and watch. And then right before, 10 minutes before, I pressed preview to like preview because you can look at yourself in the camera and practice. And then there's a preview mode where you press preview and then you're talking and then and that becomes a recording. But what we didn't know was that once you press preview, it doesn't go back to live anymore. You have to create a new live event. So all the link that I gave to all these people expired because it was a preview link. And I remember telling Riley, oh my god, Riley, how do I do this? I don't know how to get back out, you know. And then in the end, she's like, I'm sorry, I don't know either. We're just gonna have to create a new live. And I was like, but all the link that I sent out, and I literally had like 3 minutes left, so I couldn't resend out the link to everybody. And during the new live event on the new link on my phone, because I'm like filming on my phone, I keep getting messages from everybody on WhatsApp, like, I can't log in, where is the link? And I was like so distracting, and I was like, I'll sort of handle it, please.
And clearly with my ability, I handled it, and they failed miserably. And I got fired, as I said before.
Yeah, because I have WhatsApp app on my computer. Yeah. So I was like, open my computer, reply to everybody, give them the new link. It's never happened before in my life, but the computer, one key got stuck.
Yeah.
And it was like R, and there was new sound that just kept going.
Yeah.
And
Alexander had the computer crashed.
The computer crashed. And it's never done it. Never done before.
But going back to your question, yeah, sure. We have bought lights. We have bought, clearly our creative director creates a thumbnail every time there is a new Amazon Live. We create one to basically show what we are talking about during the session. And clearly we discussed this in advance with Riley. We have some sort of clearly a program that we go through, and possible question that people can ask us. And this is the preparation. It doesn't go much so far than that. I mean, this is the preparation.
And so that's interesting. So do you prepare like the type of products you want to, or which products, which SKUs you are going to present? Or is that the way you're presenting? It's like, okay, I'll do those 5 SKUs today on that session. Is that the...
No, we basically we go, we pick one SKU And we pick one way of maybe, for example, one way of carry the baby if it's back carry or front carry. And then we talk about how to carry the baby in that position with the baby carrier that we proposed that day. There is a discount on the carrier that we show. So there is something connected only, not only we show the product, but we explain how to use the product in a specific way every time we go live.
Okay, how long is the live? Is it 15 minutes or is it you or an hour? Who decides on the length?
We decide, and the first time we did 60 minutes because Amazon, there were some like tips and they say always try to do at least 60 minutes because then like you're on your live longer so people can just hop in when they're on their like Amazon live page. And then, but after that, we always did 30 minutes each event. We wanted to reach that 90 minute live streaming mark, so to be qualified to the second level. So now we're at the second level.
Amazing, well done.
Just another thing about the kind of placement on the Amazon Live homepage. So before you actually start streaming, if you create the event, you're able, like with the thumbnail, so you have your, you know, branded thumbnail that says the topic and maybe a picture, it shows up on upcoming streams. So you already have visibility where people are able to see, okay, these are the upcoming streams. I can go and check out their brand store. I can go and already interact with the brand. So you have that type of visibility already before. And then during the live, you have like the streaming now kind of section where you also have that visibility. And then afterwards, it still shows up on the Amazon Live after you've streamed. So there's like different ways that you're gaining visibility at the preparation live and the after point as well.
Yeah. And sticking a bit to the preparation still is on your side, Riley, did you do specific promotions, specific advertising, or not really?
Well, so from the Amazon side, you have like what they call boost your live. So you are able to pay to boost your Amazon Live and to have it be on more placements. But we haven't done that. But Cecilia and Alessandro, through their social media, are promoting the live most of the time. So that's the only type of promo we do, but we don't do anything on Amazon. But you do have the option if you want to boost it through paid advertising.
And a funny thing, which I realized when I watched your live, is that the live is not embedded in the product detail page. And I thought Amazon would use that also in the product detail page, also in terms of repurposing, but it's not happening right for now.
So here is like, this is where we kind of get a little lost because Amazon Live is still in the beta mode basically. So everything is not perfect yet. So at the moment, what I've noticed is that for brands, it's not showing up. Even though we've connected it during the live to our product detail page, it doesn't show up. Yeah. However, when we have certain Amazon influencers who are promoting the Me and Millie products, and those lives do show up on the product page and they stay on the product page as well.
And where do they appear? On the picture side or?
No, it's not in the picture gallery. You have to scroll down a little bit. And once you scroll down, I think it's underneath the A+ page. You have like videos related to this product or videos for this product. So you're going to have the videos that we've uploaded as a brand.
A bit like a review, right? It's a bit like a review in a sense. If it's below the A+ page, it goes with the customer. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's really interesting. Maybe it's a status kind of thing. Those influencers have got the highest status. Maybe
it could be.
You think that has an impact?
Yes. Hard to tell. It's hard to tell.
Okay. Great. So like if I try to put everything together in like the preparation phase, it's like, okay, you need all the lightnings. You were using your phone, but you need to be ready that if your phone you can't receive phone calls, WhatsApp messages and everything, because that will be difficult to stay concentrated, right? You had only one phone or did you have two phones?
Only one phone. Yeah. When it's live, you can only stream from one phone. Other people can log into that account and like answer questions for you. So okay. Alessandro was on the iPad.
Yeah, there right? is another way. You can even use a proper camera and multiple cameras. Amazon tells you that you have to download an application that is a bit more professional. And basically you can, on the background, move the cameras and choose the angle that you want to use. So you can switch camera, but you have to be a little bit more on the technical side to do that. In our case, we use the iPhone. Just turn your on silence and it's fine. You can use it.
Okay.
But there is a way, if you are a little more professional, to use multiple cameras, up to four, if I'm not wrong, and you download this application that you can work with it.
And one question is the camera, so the phone which is filming you, is it the phone with the app, or it could be a phone which is not the app? It has to have the live app.
Yes.
It's managed through the app. So you go in the app, you create the event, you write go live, and the event turns into like a camera, and then you see yourself in the app. That
makes sense. Okay. So preparation is don't over prepare, but do have the technical part. Don't prepare your script too much and focus on one product. Maybe that was your suggestion, and do some noise beforehand on social network. But maybe you need to test first one, maybe with not too much crowd, maybe to make sure you've got understood all those links. And the second time you invite all your friends, that makes it, because it can be cumbersome. So that's learning of today. So awesome on the preparation. Now we go into the live. Fun fact on my side is I was amazed. One of the lives I watched, your son Cecilia came in and clearly it was unprepared, but I found it was really nice because it made it very natural. And then you started to show the product with him and in different situations, and that was really, so there was something very genuine and authentic about it. And I found that, and you reacted very naturally to the, okay, my son has just woken up. Okay, let's have him on the camera. And I thought that was cool. It's like, how do you approach a thing? Because on the one side you say, okay, you were super prepared, but yet you let, life come in and play with it. So I was amazed with the natural you were, the way, the natural way you were like behaving or not being stressed, or you didn't look stressed about that. So how did you approach that? And has that evolved with time?
So we were definitely very stressed when Noah walked in. It was like 9, it was almost 10 p.m. because we picked a time where it was noon in the U.S. So it was late. Nona is not there, so the three kids were like told to stay in their room, watch cartoon, and then Alessandro was like, before the live, like, let's just send it to my mom's house. And I was like, no, it's okay, so when Noah walked in, he had this like I told you so look, and he's like so upset that he just walked in. So I was just like play it cool, like, no, come on, it's okay. And I just like, because I knew I didn't want to like say no to him, because that would just cause more drama. And I was just like, let him join. And actually, it just clicks, like, well, why don't I show everybody how to use a carrier with a toddler? Because our carrier can be used up to 4 years old. So he's 4 years old, and actually turned out really cute. Yeah.
No, and then Jerome, honestly, we have three kids, three very young kids. And during this year and a half that we are at home, basically, we have many, many calls during the day. And a lot of times the kids bump in the room and then show up in the camera. So now we are a little bit used to have them on live with us. Maybe today it will be the same. Maybe in 10 minutes they will arrive. So we never know.
I remember pre-COVID, like I think CNBC, they were speaking to a professor with a guest, and then like this child runs, like starts walking in the back, and you see a mom crawling to grab the kid out. And that made such big news. But now with you know, yeah, COVID and everybody's doing Zoom, I think it's normal. You see like family members walking in the background.
And I believe on my side that that's a welcome thing to have like family come in and real life come into business, because it's in real life. I remember having a meeting with a company doing like baby products and having one of the cow's baby on my lap and crying and trying to have that because I was helping out. And I think it's great because that's life is life. And you can't say, no, we don't want babies and mom with babies outside. And no, we want to integrate that. So sorry, that's my personal 5 cents on that. But like, do you have my question is, did your son enjoy the fact of doing the live with you and maybe watching it afterwards? Was it a fun experience for you and your son?
Well, I thought it was so cute. I kept going back to watch that section. I thought it was really cute.
I don't think he was so, I mean,
he wasn't aware. He didn't know what we were doing, but he loves being in the carrier. So he was very happy to like jump in the carrier because he's big. So we don't ever use a carrier with him now. But so he loved being in the back. And I thought it was such a nice touch. So the second live, I asked Mia, and it was also bedtime. She was Mia is the oldest one, who's 8. And I told her I invited her, I planned for her to be there in the first 5 minutes to pick the prize that we were gonna give away, you know. And then I said, okay, now time's bedtime, time to go. And I think like, because we're a baby brand, I want people to know that we are parents, you know, that we designed this for us to use, and we believe in this product because we use it with our kids. And, you know, I think it's important to show family life. A lot of people, I mean, are curious how we balance, you know, working together 24 hours and then like, you know, having 3 kids. So actually, I think people enjoy seeing that behind the scenes, you know, of what's going on.
It's very social media, right? Instagram is all about behind the scenes and everything. And I think you did a great job on that. Do you have any other tips whilst we're still on the, during the live event? Do you have any tips you would say to brands who want to start and do that on live, right?
So we came out with a great system, and I think it's, you know, I used to write like an outline, and I would have to remember what points I wanted to like touch on. So now I send a list of questions to Riley, and she's actually writing each question in the comments. So I'm looking at the camera because I'm reading the next question that I have to answer. So I stay engaged. I'm not like looking around, you know, and there's engagement. So you're like speaking to the camera. And I love that about the live, where, you know, the engaging with the followers.
Yeah, and the other viewers can see the questions too that I'm writing. So it goes directly onto the chat of the live. They can see the questions, it's there, and they can follow along a bit easier.
So yeah. on your iPhone, you do see the questions and the comments, or the what people are writing. Do you react to that? Do you try to be on live, or do you try to follow your questions?
So the first in the first live, Alessandro was handling all the questions and he was off screen. But and then our third live, I asked Alessandro to join me, and we did like a founders live streaming where we were co-hosting the live together. And so we had nobody else to read the comments. So we were both looking at it. And I think actually that made it was more natural, more authentic, and more engaging. It was really fun. Even for us, it didn't feel like we were just talking and talking. It felt like a conversation. So I definitely recommend.
Did you answer the questions live? Yeah. Oh, apart from the live questions, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah,
we answered. Sometimes clearly you cannot answer all the questions, because if you have multiple questions one after other, when you start responding to one, maybe they have written other 2-3 questions, and I mean the feed keep going on, and you lose the track. But we try to answer the most of the questions.
Yeah, and another tip.
That's really go on.
Another tip for during the live, I think what works really well for engaging, Because I think live, the benefit of live, why are you doing a live and not just like a recorded, you know, conversation, is to get people to engage. And then one way to get people to engage was we did a lot of games. We were asked questions, and then whoever asked was the first to answer that question because they were paying attention to the live will win a Mia Mili product. And that was really, you could tell people were really engaged. They really wanted to win that, you know, and that was nice for us because it showed that somebody else was on the other side, you know, watching us. And it was fun for the viewers because they really had to pay attention. So, and then they could win a prize.
And so I wanted to hit on that. And in the preparation, that's two things we didn't say for the preparation. One was to have a friend or an ally who will ask for the question to structure, to have it live. And that's, so mm-hmm. that's super important. So prepare for the questions beforehand and have someone, so either in your team or like extended yeah. team, who will ask a question. That's one. And the second one is, you talked about a price. So we said there was no Amazon promotion, but what's that pricing? Can you tell us a bit about that?
So we were giving away a carrier at the end of each live, and it was a learning curve because, like, okay, they won, but we had no way to like contact them because Amazon doesn't allow you to write an email address in the comments. So Riley was trying to tell them, hey, email us here your address and shipping, but she couldn't. And then other people couldn't either. And of course, we don't ask people to share their address. So the second, so what? What the solution we came up with, I asked them if they're on Instagram. If they are, it's like, please contact me on Instagram, you know, and then from there we can, you know, have our private conversation, and then I can send out the price for you.
But isn't that probably breaching an Amazon non-written policy?
Right? Yeah, for so, sure. That's it. For sure.
But there are also, yes, but there are also a lot of influencers who are writing their handle for all of their website, also Instagram and social media on the lives as well. So yeah, maybe it's, they're kind of being a bit more lenient than normal because they've taken the idea from Instagram. So they have to.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But that's probably one thing to look at, like, because probably they're not managing that, but one day I would be not sure that they would forbid you to ask them to get a prize outside. But
how would they contact us?
No, let's say that I think that today their strategy, or at least their rules, is that you cannot contact directly the person that is reaching out, and everything has to go through Amazon. So if you wanna give a prize, whatever, maybe they have to write you on Amazon, because you can write to the brand store, and I mean, we receive.
Can they? Yeah.
We receive messages sometimes. I reply to someone that writes. So this is maybe, but it's a little bit more complicated than give an email and ask to write to someone. So
yeah. So clearly the focus of Amazon is to keep the people on the platform, and they don't want you to own the customer. So that we know, and that's a larger topic. Now I wanted to jump into the post events, and like what happens afterwards. And I've had a couple of questions I didn't answer, which is about, okay, did you see already some results, or we know it's very early, or do you have, like, in terms of granularity, the kind of things, even in percentage or things which you can, which you've seen or compared to usual in terms of compared to what you get in like a number of viewers per day, do you get during that live an enormous increase? Do you have anything, maybe Riley, you have those numbers, even if it's in percentage, we don't specifically want to give the numbers of viewers, but what get a feel already of on that session specifically.
Yeah.
And granularity of also reporting. Also, do we get conversion rates and stuff like that of people going to the webinar or not really?
No, you don't. Live. You don't get, I mean, you could do the math yourself because you have the amount of viewers and then you have the number of sales. But you don't automatically have any type of conversion rate. For Mia Mili, like we said, it's still early, but like I think a huge growth that we've seen is the follower growth. So it's up by 94% since we first started. So, and just another tip, Cecilia and Alessandro are super good at doing this, but you need to be telling people during the live, like, follow us, make sure to follow us, follow our store, follow us on Amazon. And that gets people to engage, and they're also going to continue to see your content then once they follow you. So that's what you can see. You can see the sales, of course, the unmuted views and just the total amount of views, and then the product clicks. So it's not extremely granular, especially in regards to sales. You really just have like the product sales. You also have, okay, yeah, this is another interesting thing. You have brand halo. So I guess I'm not exactly sure because it's not clear on the app how they calculate it, but you have like the promoted products that you, oh no, I get it. You have the promoted products that are directly attached to your live. And then you also have all your other products, right? So if someone watched your live, but also went to go buy a product that hadn't been promoted on your live, that would fall, I guess, under brand halo. So.
And do they have already advertising campaigns which you can link to those lives or not yet?
Do you know what do you, like they
in
have-
In terms of, can you do a sponsored, like a sponsored product or whatever, you know, targeting a live or on a live page to target to-
No. Right now, if you're on someone's live, it's just them. So there's no other
and you don't,
products.
You can't, yeah. I'm betting it's coming very soon. And there was a question of when is Amazon Live coming to Europe? To be fair, we really don't know about that. My expectations would be end of this year, but to be fair, that's really me and I have no insights on that. It's clear that it's still really not completely functioning very well. And I think the from what we've seen with Mia Mili today, it's mostly about the gaining the experience, the sales side. And that's why we're doing it. The next session will be in 6 months. We believe that will take some time a bit, but a lot of advertising exercises, if you do Amazon DSP, you will not get results within 3 weeks, 4 weeks or 6 weeks. Usually it takes more time. So that's our experience with advertising in general and brand building. That it takes time, and that when was your first Amazon Live? It was in the beginning of June or May.
Beginning of May.
Okay, so it's roughly 2 months. How many lives did you do in total?
Four.
So one every 2 weeks.
Mm.
Yeah,
more or less. Yes,
I think we did two in a row for Amazon Prime. And I think the goal is to do once a week and to come up with different topics. And so we're not always talking about the same thing.
That's amazing. One every week. So and that for me is really interesting. That means the e-commerce is changing and social media and e-commerce is really blending together, because like in social media, people would say, yeah, every, you know, twice a week, I will make a post or a video or something. And now we're saying, okay, no, on Amazon, which is really like a selling platform, we say, okay, once a week, I'll have a live event, which is really like social media, because you look at all the Amazon lives, there's a lot of influencers and a lot of people. So how do you see that going on? Like, do you believe that will change a lot the way you're doing business? And that you will sort of use now time strategically to say, okay, no, I need to build time to have a connection with my audience through those lives. And will you do that? Will you extend that to Facebook, to Instagram, to others? Or are you already doing that with those lives? What's your view on that?
So I think doing the first Amazon Live really broke down a lot of like this fear barrier about doing lives. And so ever since I started in early May, I've done IG Lives as well, because before I was always very intimidated with IG Live, but it kind of like took me out of my comfort zone, and now I'm really comfortable with the live. So we are doing more content on IG as well, doing live. And on IG, usually I invite a guest. So we are chatting about a topic that's interesting. Like I'm planning one on hip dysplasia with a mom who has a hip dysplasia baby. And I think,
what is IG? Sorry, can you explain what is IG?
No, Instagram.
Okay. I just making sure everyone's on Instagram.
Exactly. So, and I think a tip for everybody, when you start, you definitely are not going to have a great following, right? But it's like a practice, you know? And I always tell myself, I'm basically practicing for my QVC moment where I will be live on national TV. Right? I mean, maybe this is leading up to something, right? So it's practice of just, you know, I think, feeling comfortable in front of the camera, talking about your brand, what works, what doesn't work. And don't focus so much on the numbers, but it's really like, even if you are connected to that one mom or that mom will probably stay loyal and longer than just seeing an ad, you know? So it's worthwhile.
And do you feel that the people tend to come back to your lives again on Amazon Live specifically, or is it always the same people?
Yeah, I think like the people who won keep coming back because they want to win more.
We have a lot of followers that follow us every time.
Yeah.
Maybe they even have a carrier, our carrier, clearly. And they invite their friends. So there is some sort of not only interest in the company, but they want to know more about the way to carry the baby or the product, new product. So they are apparently quite interested. So we have new followers, but even the so-called old followers, they are still following us.
And do you have any, do you get any tips during those all product ideas? You've done only four, so that's not huge, but is there an interaction really with people giving their feedback also on the product, or is it really, that's awesome, amazing? Or is there a bit of a feedback loop also during those sessions?
They usually are complimenting the carrier, like giving good reviews. But I think that's a great idea. I think in the next live, I should ask people if they have any feedback. And then, and I explain. And this is very true. Like, we take their feedback very seriously. We're always trying to improve our product. So that's a great way to get people to engage. We don't necessarily need them to just say, I love your carrier. You know, like they could say, I could say, is there anything that you feel like we haven't covered and you would like to see it in our next carrier? And I would be really open to hear their ideas.
Cool. And I think that's a nice wrap up of the whole journey of, from starting, creating during the live event and then afterwards. Thank you very much. We've gone through our hour together. That went super fast, even faster probably than Amazon Live. I don't know. Packed with a lot of insights, and I can't wait to be in 6 months and have another discussion with you guys to see what has been the results. And probably in 6 months, if you have two per month, you will have done 12, 15 lives and maybe more on social media. So that will be amazing. This is the last webinar of the season. We'll see you back again in September. So I wish everyone a great summer. And thank you very much, Alessandro and Cecilia. Have a great summer also, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you for having us. Thank it was you. Really fun. Thank you.
A pleasure. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.